This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in. I want to show this graphic here because it really explains everything when it comes to how the media treats Donald Trump. And you can go off and try to understand why the media treats Donald Trump like that. Obviously, we know why. But if you look at the Time magazine covers that featured Barack Obama versus the Time magazine covers that featured Donald Trump, you understand everything. And so you have the four Time magazine covers praising Obama. He's the best. He's the hero. He can do no wrong. And then you have the four Time magazine covers. Trump is the worst. He's melting down. He's separating kids. He's a failure. Of course, what is the truth? What is the truth? The truth is that in 2 years, President Donald Trump has gotten more done than any president, maybe ever. I mean, I'm not sure if it's even fair to compare certain presidents given the landscape and the time in which they were president, but compared to Obama, Trump is an elephant. And Obama is a fly on the elephant's ass that is being switched away with the tail. Obama is a horsefly on the ass of Trump the elephant, and Trump is slapping him away with his tail right now. So why, though, does Time magazine hate Donald Trump so much, even though he's done incredible things for America? And why did they love Obama so much, who did what? Seriously. Go ask Obama supporters, what are Obama's accomplishments? They can't tell you. He's done nothing. Oh, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, what did he get that for? Can't tell you that. And it just is the perfect illustration of the total bias against Donald Trump in the media. But the incredible thing is, it hasn't stopped him, and it hasn't hurt his approval ratings. You know, Mike Adams is about to come in studio. We're going to get some real news. But you know what? I just want to say something real quick. You know, we were out with the Proud Boys last night, and I always love meeting new people and hearing other opinions and stuff. And just, you know, just being a regular person with other people. And I'm sure that there's a lot of young people that are listening to this right now, whether it be at your university or your school or in your friend group or whatever, but you feel that you're slighted, you feel that you're underestimated, and you probably feel like maybe you don't belong or you don't deserve or whatever the case may be. I'm kind of going off on a jag here, but I know that there's audience members out there that feel that way, and so they tune in to InfoWars to feel the empowerment and to empower themselves with knowledge and truth. But to the young people out there that have to deal with people insulting them, calling them names, you know, family not wanting to talk about them anymore, it may not feel good at the time. It may feel like it's hurting you, but it's actually a blessing in disguise. Because the more people underestimate you, the more people have low expectations for you, the more success you can have. And so to all the young audience out there right now that feels like they don't belong because they love Trump and everyone else hates Trump or they're underestimated or they have low expectations, do not let that keep you down. Let that motivate you and understand that when you succeed, when you have low expectations, when you are underestimated and you succeed despite that, that is even a greater victory for you. So that's what you need to do. Just put your head down and win, and the rest will come.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
President Trump gives every indication by what he says and what he does and what he doesn't do that he's mean as a wolverine.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America. This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted. They just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of the private idea that kids belong to their parents. Or kids belong to their families, and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
Persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on. I'm a sorry citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
Not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trump gives every indication by what he says and what he does and what he doesn't do that he's mean as a wolverine.
Wolverines!
Thank you, Dan Rather, for giving us another meme for President Trump. Boy, it's great. They give us all these memes, the deplorables, fake news, mean like a wolverine. I love it. Mike Adams is in studio with me. Here's the deal. We're going to be talking about the congressional hearings. We're going to be talking about the internet censorship. We're going to be talking about the internet kill switch. Then we're going to break down why the media and the Democrat Party is so upset with the Trump-Putin summit. But first, I've got all of these notes here. So I was watching the congressional hearings yesterday, Mike, And I've got these 5 pages of notes. But you had Monica Bickert from Facebook, Juniper Downs from YouTube, who was actually there to represent Google. They requested Google's presence. They sent Juniper Downs from YouTube. And then, yes, Mr. Pickles, Mr. Nick Pickles,
right,
from Twitter, to be a part of this congressional hearing. Now, obviously, as usual, it's pretty much the same stuff, Mike, right? What are you doing about fake news? What are we doing about Russian interference? You know, so they kind of use that as the basis for having this hearing. But then what happens? They say, why aren't you banning InfoWars? You know, why does Alex Jones get to promote his news stories on Twitter? So why do you think you have these congressional hearings happening? Is it to create an atmosphere to shut InfoWars and other sites like us down? Or are they genuinely concerned about what's happening on social media?
Well, I think we have to back up and first look at the arrogance of the assertion that just because certain left-leaning members of Congress don't like the content that InfoWars broadcasts, that therefore they can demand that these social media giants pull the InfoWars channel. This premise is utterly fraudulent, and they lied about InfoWars multiple times on the record. You know, InfoWars has demanded retractions of one senator. I don't recall which one.
Donnie Deutsch.
Deutsch. There you go.
Deutsch. Deutsch.
But they lie. They deliberately lie. And then they say InfoWars is fake news while they are lying about InfoWars. So by their own logic, they should be censored because they're lying. And meanwhile, don't we have the freedom to express different ideas, including especially unpopular ideas? And by the way, most of the ideas that InfoWars broadcasts are very popular. They are, you know, freedom is popular, right? From time
truth
to time,
is popular.
Truth is popular. But InfoWars views contradict the mainstream fake news narrative precisely because the media monopolists are fake news. And so for that reason, InfoWars gets called out and Congress demands that InfoWars get banned. Well, if that's the case, then aren't they setting up a precedent, Owen, where they say that anytime a Democrat member of Congress doesn't like what a broadcaster is saying, that they can demand Facebook censor their entire channel? Is that what this has come to? Because that's absurd. That's not America.
Well, it's even wilder than that because, first of all, you had all the Democrats, whenever they got their 5 minutes, every single one of them had to slam Trump, Putin. So before they didn't even got to the actual content of what the hearing was for, they had to get their 2 cents in about, you know, Trump bad, Russia bad. But what you really had here, and we're going to play the clip in the next segment, I think the most shocking thing, Mike, was you had Democrats claiming, I can't even believe I'm telling you this, but this is, we have the clips, we'll show you. You have Democrats claiming that conservatives are essentially running the social media networks, bullying, yeah, I know,
right.
Bullying liberal and left ideas and content out of social media. That they make that claim that conservatives are bullying leftists and liberals off of social media. They make that claim. And then in the very next sentence, they call for InfoWars to be shut down. Well, it's like, that is the most ironic thing you could ever think of.
I saw a headline on Gateway Pundit last night that talked about, it may be on InfoWars as well, 93% reduction in traffic to conservative websites since Facebook began the purge of conservative information in January of 2017, as Trump was about to, you know, become sworn in president. This is a deliberate, malicious censorship tyranny that's being used by Facebook, by Google, YouTube, Twitter, and other internet giants, and it is an algorithmic attempt to suppress the free speech of those selected political targets. And InfoWars is merely the test case, and this is one reason why I'm here and why I'm speaking out about this, Owen, because I know that if they manage to take down Alex Jones and InfoWars, guess what? Natural News is next. I'm next. And then Breitbart is next, and Drudge is next. Who's next? It's a domino effect.
And the Gateway Pundit
is next.
That's
what they want.
And they even mentioned the Gateway Pundit yesterday, too, along with InfoWars, Breitbart, and others. And some of the crazy stuff here, I mean, they want to say election meddling because of social media activity. So what? So now You're saying if I go on social media and I say, hey, President Trump's doing a great job with tax cuts, am I now meddling in the election?
Well, what's clear now is Google and Facebook are fraudulently stealing the 2018 midterm elections right now by the fact that they are censoring conservative voices. They are engaged in a massive fraud right now, and it's been going on all year. I mean, what Robert Mueller charged these Russians with was, I think, an attempt to defraud the United States of America by influencing the elections, right?
Key word. Attempt. They don't even have conclusive right. evidence that it even happened.
Their efforts were minuscule. Even if they spent a few $100,000 in advertising, it's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket, right? But what Google and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter are doing is massive. They are massively defrauding the United States of America. They are deliberately attempting to steal the election right now, which makes me think that, you know what, if Democrats win in 2018, isn't that on a fraudulent basis? Because Google and Facebook have cut off half of the debate, the conservative half, who are not allowed to speak. And that's how they're trying to destroy this country and take over politically so they can crush our economy and put us into war with Russia, by the way, which is what they want. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to have the clip of Senator Raskin on the other side. But really, the whole hearing was honestly bombshell. I wish we had more time.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit NewCar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to NewCar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
One of the crew members here, Matt Weber, fellow St. Louisan from the ill side, gave a great quote during the break. Winners are focused on winning, and losers are focused on winners. I guess that's why everybody talks about InfoWars and shutting us down. So I've just gotten two stories here that Alex wants me to talk about. Obama spoke in Johannesburg, South Africa, his biggest speech since handing over the reins of the U.S. president to Donald Trump. Spoke for about an hour. But he says men are getting on his nerves now, and he's sick of men, and he wants to empower more women. I guess, is he talking about Michelle? Men getting on his nerves? I guess his husband, wife is getting on his nerves. So he got that going on. So Obama, you know, it's nice. And Obama just sowing more discord, you know, sowing more warfare between men and women, you know. So that's nice. Thanks, Obama. Thanks for jabbing the knife into our back one more time. Then you have this story from The Hill. GOP lawmaker regrets appearing on Alex Jones' radio show. You know, look, I really like Matt Gaetz. I think he is the future of the Republicans in Congress. I think he is a real patriot, and he's fighting the good fight. And I don't know why he's making statements about regretting going on Jones' show or regretting InfoWars appearances or whatever, but I mean, do you think, here's my theory. You've got an element to this where I understand why Matt Gaetz would want to say things like this, because he's catching so much flack, and he may not actually even believe what he's saying. He may really like us, he may really like Alex, but he's just, you know, pigeonholed here.
He was trying to insulate himself because InfoWars is under attack by all of these lying Democrats who are literally factually misrepresenting what InfoWars has said. And so, yeah, I agree with you. I think Gaetz is just distancing himself. You and I both probably very much appreciate Gaetz' views and work. The things that he has done are quite commendable, in fact. And there are many others like Jim Jordan and Louis Gohmert and Rand Paul, for example.
Yeah, these are the Republicans that are actually fighting.
Right, right. But, you know, InfoWars is not supposed to be the conservative establishment. It's not even conservative. It's libertarian, right? It's anti-establishment. The job of InfoWars and independent media is to prod the establishment and ask the big questions and be the dissenting view, express free speech. And frankly, Owen, I would say, you know, Matt Gaetz, if he were going to be ashamed about going on any news program, it should be CNN. Has he boycotted CNN?
And if yeah, not, yeah, where's all the disavowing
not?
Of CNN and
exactly.
Their fake news?
And these left wing media establishments, you want to talk about actually killing kids? I mean, not just comments about Parkland or Sandy Hook. CNN promotes the psychiatric drugging of children, the GMOs, the pesticides,
and funds their news.
Exactly. The mass medication of children, some of which leads to mass shootings because of people coming off antidepressants and so on. CNN is pushing these toxins and poisons that damage the environment, that destroy our food supply, that give people cancer. If anybody should be ashamed, it's CNN.
CNN is cancer. But this is what they do. it's like InfoWars' entire identity is Sandy Hook or crisis actors at Parkland. And it's right. Like, that's not even a tenth of a percent of what we cover here. And, you know, see, it's like, I don't know. Again, I don't know why Matt Gaetz is saying this. I don't know if he has even looked into these things, whether it be Sandy Hook or the Parkland shooting. I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and talk about Sandy Hook, but I mean, come on. You know, like.
Well, look, Matt Gaetz, no question, this is a strategic move on his part. You almost can't blame him in a way. He's trying to insulate himself from InfoWars during these hearings when InfoWars is being unfairly and falsely accused of doing things that did not happen. Now, can Alex sue for defamation members of Congress? Probably not, because I'm talking about the Democrats who are lying.
Defamation suits are the hardest suits to win because
they are.
You have to prove monetary, you know, losses.
The best thing that I think that InfoWars can do is just continue to put out quality professional journalism and independent analysis of events and be that beacon of asking big questions, having constitutionally protected dissent against the monopolized media script.
But Matt Gaetz needs, here's what Matt Gaetz needs to understand. And again, I'm not here to attack Matt Gaetz. I'm not going to speak for Alex as far as what Matt Gaetz is saying. But if Matt Gaetz doesn't understand this, this is what he needs to understand. We're under attack. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to end our right to free speech. Matt. Yeah, we give you a platform. Like, we give you a platform to come on here and promote truth. So, but let me just play this clip of Congressman Raskin, because this is really what it's all about. And these are the people that are trying to shut us down, Mr. Gaetz. So let's go to the clip of Congressman Raskin. This is honestly unbelievable.
About the continuing demonization and vilification of families and children who were victimized in episodes of mass gun slaughter. And we know it's now an ideological fixture on the right wing in America to deny the existence of these atrocities, like what took place in Newtown, Connecticut, what took place in Parkland, and then to allege that they're the product of some kind of conspiracy or hoax. And of course, the founding myth in this vein is Holocaust revisionism, which claims that the Holocaust never took place. But so Mr. Deutsch asks the question, what's being done about this? Have you appointed a committee to review the problem of bias against people who are victims of gun violence and the way that they are being treated on the internet and the way that there is voice being given to people who are denying the historical fact of their experience?
Certainly, if anybody alleges that the Parkland survivors are crisis actors, that violates our policies. We remove it.
Show the tapes.
But to your question about...
We remove it, and they're allowed to continue to keep putting it out in the future.
Here, pause it real quick. So here they are talking about censoring InfoWars. They're already doing it. So this is... But it's about to be even more incredible. They complain that conservatives are censoring liberals on Twitter as they are literally here talking about censoring us.
Well, and also think about it. Oh, they're asserting essentially that there has never been a false flag ever in the history of the world, that no event has ever been faked.
You know, I mean, it's infuriating. They don't do their research.
Of course. The historical record, regardless of what you think about Parkland or Sandy Hook or any of those others, history, documented history, the United States, declassified documents show that the U.S. government was attempting false flag operations in the past. Many, many
declassified.
Examples. Exactly. So this assertion that every event is automatically true and that there's no alternative narrative that can...
No, you're not even to think about anything. You're not even to think outside of the box.
Right.
You can't go against the... All right, we need to... Look, here, I need to plug. I barely even plugged today, folks. We're playing the clips. They're calling to shut us down. This is the United States government. This is Congress. This is Democrats calling to shut us down. This is losers at CNN going and flagging our videos to try to shut us down. Mr. Potato Head Brian Stelter, Pennywise the Clown, calls to shut us down.
CNN bullies. What about the anti-bullying policy of YouTube and Facebook? CNN are bullies that are trying to smash InfoWars into the ground just on the bullying policy.
Ram it down CNN's throat by going to InfoWarsStore.com today and purchase $500 worth of supplements. Ram it down CNN's throat.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm probably one of those men that Obama's getting tired of. Because you know what? Mike Adams, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, David Knight, the guests that we have on the show, we're real men. And I'm reaching a point where I'm getting so sick of some of the pushback against us that I'm almost wanting to say things that people don't want us to say. I'll just put it that way when it comes to Sandy Hook and Pizzagate. But you want to keep pushing this, man? You're going to get what you want. Now, Mike is going over a bombshell story that we've just got here. Mark Zuckerberg was on a podcast saying InfoWars shouldn't be shut down. Of course, it's a misnomer. They're already trying to shut us down. They admit that they algorithm us out of existence at least 80%. That's their numbers. So Mike is going to address this here. He's getting the pull quotes from the story now. Our producers are working on getting the clips from this podcast that Zuckerberg went on. Here's an idea. Why doesn't Zuckerberg actually come on the Alex Jones show? I mean, you want to talk about breaking the internet. If Mark Zuckerberg came on the Alex Jones show, that would be like probably bigger than the Rogan Jones podcast. But look, I need to plug here. I barely plugged, and we have these huge specials running right now. It's the Defeat the Democrat Censorship Sale. And it's just like, so here we are. In the middle of all of this, you know, they call for InfoWars to be shut down. Democrats, Congress call for InfoWars to be shut down. Mainstream news outlets like CNN call for InfoWars to be shut down. Potato Head from Toy Story on CNN says for InfoWars to be shut down. So, and then they say, oh, look at InfoWars claiming to be the victim, like the people want to shut them down. And it's like, we play all the clips, we have the congressional hearings, they go on for 3 hours. And then they call us conspiracy theorists because we say they want to shut us down, and we're just going to their own quotes. So we're not. Look, it's not something where we're just trying to patronize you here. They really want to shut down, folks. And the difference is they cannot shut us down because we're funded by you. That's the key to everything we do here. We're an independent news organization funded by our audience. No other news outlet with our reach, with our numbers when it comes to how many crew members we have, with everything we do here, no one else is funded like us.
And you're not funded by the toxic prescription medications that fund CNN, by the way. I mean, think about that. The InfoWars products promote health, longevity, cognitive performance. The stuff that CNN pushes, it's poison.
And that's what I'm saying.
Poison for your body, poison for your mind.
And people who use these products know how good they are, and they become repeat customers. I'm one of them. So
InfoWarsStore.com, right?
InfoWarsStore.com. If you're sick of CNN, if you want to fight back against these people but you're not sure how, go to InfoWarsStore.com. I'm telling you, nothing ticks off the Democrats, nothing ticks off CNN more than your support at InfoWarsStore.com. They cannot stand the fact they cannot stop you from supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. That is our lifeblood. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us today. All right, Mike, you've got the story. Mark Zuckerberg goes on a podcast, says he doesn't want InfoWars to be shut down, even though they are shutting us down. But you said there's some incredible quotes from this. We're working on getting the audio. What did you find?
It's extraordinary. This is an interview that Zuckerberg did with Recode, Kara Swisher. I'm sorry if I pronounced that.
Yeah. Correctly. No one's heard of this podcast. No one's heard of this person. Nothing against this podcaster person. I'm sure they're fine people, or I don't know. But
I don't know either.
Why don't they come on here? This is the big audience, dude.
But look, here's what Zuckerberg says. When he's asked why doesn't he take down InfoWars, listen to this. You're going to be shocked. He says, this is Zuckerberg talking about InfoWars. He says, quote, I don't think that they're intentionally getting it wrong. He's talking about InfoWars. I don't think they're intentionally getting it wrong. Now,
yeah, because we're getting it right.
But his supposition is InfoWars is wrong, but they're not doing it intentionally. Now, listen to his logic, though. This is fascinating. It's hard to impugn intent and to understand the intent, he says. In other words, Zuckerberg is like, he gets it so much more than any of these Democrats. They're just calling, ban InfoWars, shut them up, censor them. Zuckerberg is saying, well, we think they're wrong, but how do you determine someone's intent? I don't think InfoWars is trying to get it wrong, he says. This is his quote. I just think, as important as some of those examples are, I think the reality is also that I get things wrong when I speak publicly. This is Zuckerberg saying that he gets things wrong when he speaks publicly. And he says, I'm sure you do. I'm sure a lot of leaders and public leaders who we respect do, too. He says, I just don't think that it is the right thing to say we're going to take someone off the platform if they get things wrong, even multiple times.
You know, this is actually
fascinating.
Incredible. So here's the deal. Alex isn't buying this, and I'm not going to speak for Alex Jones here. I'm not Alex Jones, and I'm sure he's going to respond to this, and he's going to break this down. So I don't think I'm speaking for Alex here. I'm just asking questions, absorbing it all. I'm wondering what's going on in Zuckerberg's head right now, because we know that they're trying to censor us. They admit that they have algorithms that chop us down 80%. But I've never heard Zuckerberg say anything like this, and I'm wondering if Alex isn't buying this, but I'm wondering if Zuckerberg is being genuine here or he's just placating, just pretending like he cares about free speech. But let's first, Mike, hold that thought because we have the audio ready. Let's actually go to the audio of Zuckerberg on this podcast.
Are if it's going to result in real harm, real physical harm, or if you're attacking individuals, then that content shouldn't be on the platform, right? And there's a lot of categories of that we can get into.
The Democrats, the left.
But then there's broad debate. And
okay, Sandy Hook didn't happen is not a debate. It is false. You can't just take that down.
I agree that it is false. Okay. And I also think that going to someone who is a victim of Sandy Hook and telling them, hey, no, you're a liar.
Here, pause it real quick. Pause it real quick.
You can't, because they said whatever, that you can't argue with it.
No, but think about what they just said. See, this is what they do. They dumb down the conversation. They say, well, Sandy Hook didn't happen. Wait, what does that even mean? Yeah. Nobody said Sandy Hook
Sandy
didn't
Hook's the
happen.
Name of a place.
Yeah, well, Sandy Hook didn't happen. What? Sandy Hook didn't happen.
What element are you talking?
Mars didn't happen.
Right.
A galaxy didn't happen. Like, what? Like, nobody says it didn't happen. All right, so it's just, this is how they dumb down their conversation. All right, let's go back.
Then we actually will take that down. But overall, you know, I mean, let's take this a little closer to home, right? Okay. So I'm Jewish, and there's a set of people who deny that the Holocaust happened, right? I find that deeply offensive. But at the end of the day, I don't believe that our platform should take that down, because I think that there are things that different people get wrong. Either I don't think that they're intentionally getting it wrong, but I think that they,
in the case of the Holocaust deniers, they might be. But go ahead.
It's hard to impugn intent and to understand the intent. But I just think, for as abhorrent as some of those examples are, I think the reality is also that I get things wrong when I speak publicly. I'm sure you do. I'm sure a lot of leaders and public figures we respect do too. And I just don't think that it is the right thing to say we are going to take someone off the platform if they get things wrong, even multiple times.
All right, here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I'm going to say. Genuinely, I want to see this country come together. Genuinely, I want to see all Americans enjoy this American resurgence, enjoy our freedom and prosperity. That's our birthright. And I don't want to fight with fellow Americans. I don't want to go out in the streets and wave an American flag at a march and then have some thug clad in a black hoodie come up and try to, you know, punch me or stick me with a needle or something. So I'll just say this. And again, we'll get Alex's take on this. I know he's not buying it. He may even disagree with me, but if Mark Zuckerberg wants to come out as a patriot for America, then I'm down. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, it's just quit being such liars. Quit being such frauds. Quit trying to shut down free speech. And let's just come together. So if Zuckerberg is being genuine about this, I think he should come on Alex Jones's show.
Oh, if I could interrupt, if he is genuine about this opinion, this is a very commendable point of view compared to the insanity of the left, which is just ban everyone that disagrees with us. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, because I think he's evil, but Mark Zuckerberg is a genius compared to this moron who's interviewing him. Okay? Let me just say that. He is a genius compared to her. He's actually got a reason behind his positions here. Is he faking it, or is he serious? If he's serious, it actually makes sense. You can't impugn people based on just your beliefs. When InfoWars reports the news, InfoWars is always working to tell
the
truth.
But here's the key.
Every time.
Here's the key. If people like Zuckerberg, Kanye West, and others come out against all the hate, the street minions have no fuel anymore. That's the key.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So we've got Mark Zuckerberg goes on some unknown podcast and says InfoWars should not be shut down because they don't intentionally get the news wrong. Now, look, again, I just want to see Americans come together, and someone like Mark Zuckerberg does have power, okay? And if he is willing to be cordial in disagreements, and if he is willing to say, hey, look, InfoWars is not the boogeyman that people think they are, they should have free speech too, and you have more people like Zuckerberg doing that, this is how we can stop the tensions in the United States. Whether I like Zuckerberg or not is irrelevant. I want Zuckerberg to stop fueling the street minions out there that are causing violence. But here's the key. He says InfoWars does not intentionally report fake news. Now, let's not forget what Facebook has done. We're not trying to... Facebook has banned conservatives. They've shut conservatives down. They chop us down to 80% censorship. So we're not discounting what Facebook has done. And in fact, most of the audience has probably been censored on Facebook. You've been shut down on Facebook. We've been shut down on Facebook. So I'm not forgetting that. I'm just trying to get the positive pulp from this. I'm trying to squeeze this and get some positivity out of it. We'll see what Zuckerberg says next or if he really means this. I would say that Mark Zuckerberg needs to come on the Alex Jones show.
At least, Owen, Zuckerberg is not going along with the lynch mob mentality of the Democrats. And that's
which
commendable.
Is key. Exactly.
That's commendable. I mean, I can't believe I'm impressed by Mark Zuckerberg's defense here. Now, granted, he has been censoring through the downranking algorithms, the shadow banning, all of these other things. They're very malicious, and Facebook has been engaged in that. But he's not going along with his lynch mob that just says, shut these people down because they report a different view than we report. I mean, you know, no matter what you think about Sandy Hook or Parkland or even as Zuckerberg cites the Holocaust, no matter what you think, Zuckerberg is saying that if you don't intentionally fake the news, that you should at least have a platform to express something. Even if they downrank you 99%, you still have like the 1%. But, I mean, look, the bottom line for all of us is we got to move to other platforms anyway. Right, we got to get off of Facebook.
Oh, but see, now you've hit the key. See, that might be the zeitgeist. See, you know, these guys are capitalists at the end of the day, Mike.
Right, they don't want to lose all the people that would flee if they outright ban
InfoWars. Which is already happening.
Yes.
Now let's go to an organization that actually does intentionally fake news. Now,
CNN, man.
You have Hillary Clinton, who lies about being under sniper fire. Brian Williams, who lies about some experience. I think he said he was in an Apache helicopter getting shot at or something. Totally made up. Of course,
right.
He gets hired by MSNBC. Go figure. So, you want to see a news organization that intentionally fakes news. Let's go back to this classic from Charles Jaco on CNN, pretending to get bombed during the Gulf War.
Now, again, as we said, we're not sure what caused this. It could possibly, and we emphasize possibly, have been a ground impact of a Scud. It could have been a ground impact of a Patriot, or it could have been
the
result of debris.
He's got the blue screen behind him.
Don't know
it's
right
like
now,
a fake palm tree.
A plastic palm tree.
These Scud missiles incoming were fired at Riyadh. And
you can see some lights shining off his forehead.
They were both shot down. Charles Jaco, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia.
He was in an Atlanta basement.
Is that a Saturday Night Live skit? What was that? I love the part.
Hold on. That's not the clip. Find the clip where they sent the sirens off and he freaks out and puts a gas mask on. That's the bombshell clip.
Wait, and doesn't the guy next to him put on a helmet?
Yeah, like, there it is. He comes in with a
mask.
This is so ridiculous.
And the guy puts on a helmet.
Think about it. Who bought this crap? Here, go to the clip. This is CNN faking news.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it?
This is pure comedy, man. CNN Live.
In Saudi Arabia, not
totally
in Saudi
fake
Arabia.
News.
This guy gets down. He's buckling his helmet. Jaco puts on a gas mask. Jaco.
The wrong gear.
Jaco's got the gas mask on. What about the cameraman? What about the other guy?
Right. They're all going to die of sarin gas, I guess, according to. Well, now he takes it off. He's like, oh, the attack has passed. We're going to live.
This is CNN literally faking news.
What year was this? About 1991 or something around then, I would guess. 91, 92.
And then you have the new one. What year? I thought some. 90?
90. Okay.
And then you have the new one. And then you have the new one where they set up a fake protest and they recruit people off the street to stage a fake protest and then they shoot their camera shot like there's a real protest going on.
But what about the time when was it CNN? They had two reporters in the same parking lot and they said, oh,
all the time.
A remote reporter, but the same buses are driving behind both reporters. Talk about fake news. CNN deliberately fakes the news, people. This is the key. When InfoWars, you know, InfoWars is covering breaking news. Sometimes early details have to get corrected. That's called journalism. That's called covering real news. CNN fabricates fake news with fake sets, fake parking lot scenes. CNN fakes the news. Why aren't these Democrat Congress people calling for CNN to be banned for faking the news, huh?
You know what? Let's go back to the Democrats in Congress. Let's go back to Raskin, who out of one side of his mouth says, hey, conservatives are trying to shut down liberals, and then out of the other side of his mouth says, we need to shut down InfoWars. I mean,
raised a very
Yeah, go ahead. Roll it.
Raised a very profound concern about the continuing demonization and vilification of families and children who were victimized in episodes of mass gun slaughter. And we know it's now an ideological fixture on the right wing in America to deny the existence of these atrocities.
Pause it. So we're not even allowed to report on it. I'm not even allowed to report on a mass shooting. I'm demonizing people if I just report on it. Let's go back.
Newtown, Connecticut, which took place in Parkland, and then to allege that they're the product of some kind of conspiracy or hoax. And, of course, the founding myth in this vein is Holocaust revisionism, which claims that the Holocaust never took place.
Which we have nothing to do with.
Mr. Bridge asks the question, what's being done about this? Have you appointed
a committee
to review?
So he makes a false equivalent there.
The
of course.
The problem of bias against people who are victims of gun violence and the way that they are being treated on the Internet and the way that they're is voice being given to people who are denying the historical fact of their experience?
You know, what about, certainly, can I interrupt here? What about the CNN pushing the chemical violence of children? You know, we're talking about the mass psychiatric drugging of children and senior citizens. Over a quarter of a million Americans, by some estimates, die each year by FDA-approved prescription drugs.
Oh, no.
It varies.
No.
Chemical violence.
Prescription drugs kill more people in this country than cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine combined.
Yes. Prescription opioids alone are what? CDC said 60,000 plus per year. That's more Americans than died in the entire Vietnam War, by the way. Every year. And CNN is promoting that industry.
They fund violence against children. That's who funds CNN.
And CNN is in denial of that. You talk about denying violence against children, you can't get a better example than CNN and pushing their pharmaceuticals and pushing their toxic pesticides, herbicides, glyphosate in the food supply. How many cases of cancer? You know, 300,000 plus people die of cancer every year in America. I believe that's the correct number. Many of them are children. I mean, you talk about violence against children. That dwarfs anything that happened in Parkland or even Sandy Hook. Not that those numbers are small, but compared to the number of children killed by chemical violence promoted by CNN through toxic poison chemicals, drugging, medications, I mean, it's insane. We've got to change the script on this. This is not about what InfoWars reports about Parkland. This is about CNN poisoning America, poisoning children,
mentally and physically.
Mass death. That's the real issue. CNN should be ashamed of themselves. They are poison pushers, and they push that poison for profit, and then they dare attack you and Alex Jones for having a different point of view that even Mark Zuckerberg says they should be allowed to have a different point of view.
I still say Mark Zuckerberg should come on the Alex Jones Show. Let's go back to Congressman Raskin.
The Parkland survivors are crisis actors. That violates our policies. We remove it. But to your question about...
We remove it, and they're allowed to...
Again, just pause it real quick.
We're never going to get through this.
It's just so ridiculous, Mike. They never play the clips. They never show any evidence. They just make these false claims, and then it just becomes out there as a truth when there's no evidence of it. All right, go back.
They're demonstrating fake news as they're testifying. They're making it. They're making fake news.
And they're allowed to continue to keep putting it up in the future, or are they banned from Facebook?
We would remove that content if they put it up again, and at a certain point, their account or their page would be removed.
So just to explain, what's happened with InfoWars, because they've made a cottage industry out of this. What they do is they deny that these events have happened.
That's
why are they
totally
still
false.
Fake
completely
news.
False.
We have removed content from the InfoWars page to the extent that it's violated our policies. Oh. They have not reached the threshold at which their entire...
What's you know, she didn't correct the record
it
right
depends
there.
Depends
she didn't tell the truth.
The nature of the violation. So there are sometimes more severe
it's
violations
incredible.
And
all right. Well, look, I'm with Mr. Liu, which is that you guys are private journalistic entities right now. But if you're going to be ideologically badgered and bulldozed to take positions in the interest of right-wing politics,
gee,
then you're going to have to look at what's happening there. Because
yeah, I can't believe it. That's what I'm saying.
People are
bullying.
These people are badgering InfoWars and Alex Jones every day. Lying about what he said, lying about InfoWars. They are fake news. Every word that comes out of their mouth is fake.
Can you believe that? Can you believe what you just heard there? That's unbelievable. Thank you so much, Mike.
No
Adam.
Shame.
It's
unbelievable. Unreal.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.